Okay, this letter is the letter 857 in volume 4, in the Holy Letters, volume 4. And this is dated on the 11th day of Teves, in Tov Shin Aleph in Brooklyn, and peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, this is a response to your letter of Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, of a Yigash, in which you notify me that apparently your wife has become pregnant, may she live, and thank God everything seems to be normal, properly, kshura, but she is weak. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe advises him that for now, she should hide it to the extent possible. People shouldn't know. And may Hashem give that everything should be proper and in the right time. And for sure, she visits from time to time by a doctor, a specialist, and she fulfills his instructions. And also, for sure, Rabbi says you will notify here from time to time how her health is, and that she's feeling fine, and how she's feeling well. Further, the Rebbe says, you are notifying that you're now the supervising of the study of the revealed, the Nigla, in the Zal, that's the large room of the Talmud Torah, which they learn over there, Talmud Torah. So the Rebbe says, may it be Hashem's will that your influence on the students shall be for good and for blessing. And it's already known that even one who's supervising the revealed part of the Torah needs to be very particular with the students on the learning of Nigla. But in order for this to be successful in a way that is fitting, so you have to be particular about yourself in the Inyonim of Chassidus. So if you want to be successful with the students in Nigla, you got to be particular with yourself with Chassidus. May Hashem merit each one and one of us to fulfill our mission in this world. And we should merit to this that my father-in-law, Harene Kaparis Mishkova, should be able to point on us and to say, look, these are the children, these are the ones how I've raised them. You should be proud of us. And for sure, you keep the portions of Chitas and your Chumash Til Matanya and your wife, may she live, gives to Tzedakah of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes before lighting the lights, the Shabbos lights, and the Rebbe says with blessings, and one who's anticipating good news.